At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
It's 79 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. News is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook. This morning, the Ghana Health Service on high alert after detecting type 2 poliovirus in a sewage and waterway during its Koforidua environmental surveillance site.
He actually isolated the virus, and based on that, we are supposed to try it as a country. So it is not that a case of polio has been seen and in the river. What?
Also coming up, Fix the Country movement accuses the Ghana Police Service of bad faith for securing a court injunction on their blind side to hold their intended protest against illegal mining.
We notified the police 3 months ago. Now take it from me. We will disregard any unlawful order to stop us from going on a protest. The protest is happening.
Also in our No to Galamse campaign, we'll tell you or hear from the chief of Adesina in the Eastern region in despair after all means to stop the menace in his area failed.
Some of the politicians there in Accra, they can afford Vortic water, but we cannot afford Vortic water. So we'll be compelled to drink this polluted water, which will affect our organs.
In business.
The Ghana Statistical Service reveals second quarter GDP calculation was influenced by production output rather than consumer spending patterns. We've got more as the economy expanded by 6.9% in the second quarter. That's on the Joy Business Report.
Ease and more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. Let's dig in now. The Ghana Health Service is on high alert after detecting vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2 from its Koforidua surveillance site in the Eastern region. The virus was identified from an environmental sample collected on August 20, 2024, prompting the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service to launch investigations and preventive measures. Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Franklin Sedubekwin, says the service will activate their human surveillance mechanism.
Ghana, we run as a two surveillance systems for polio. We do what we call the human surveillance and then the environmental surveillance. So we try to see whether individuals have been infected with the polio virus. And that one becomes evident when somebody has like weakness in one of their limbs. So that's a common one which we run. And then we are now doing what they call environmental surveillance. Because the polio virus is normally shared in our sewage system, we try to take some of the sewage and test whether we can find the virus in. So in one of the sites in Kopobia, we actually isolated the virus. And based on that, we are supposed to declare it as a country.
Dr. Franklin Esiedu-Bekwin is Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service. Now, a former Executive Secretary of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, Dr. Nida Kwasante, is urging the Commission and the government to hold the board and management of the Electricity Company of Ghana accountable for the current state of the company. His call comes in response to the PURC's proposal for government to consider either partial or full privatization as a means to restructure the company and restore its financial stability.
The fundamental problem is the technical and commercial losses. ECG collects less than 50% of the revenue it needs. That has nothing to do with anything other than non-performance. If you have a taxi driver who collects less than 50% of the revenue he needs to collect, would you keep him in place? At the end of the day, the real problem is that ECG and the bosses we have had for ECG have failed to perform for many years, but nobody over the years have held them to account. But we never admit that somebody is not doing their job. We need to face the fact.
Well, ranking on Parliament's Energy Committee, John Jinapo is calling for the involvement of private businesses in the collection of revenues for ECG.
Don't privatize it completely by selling it off. Involve Ghanaian entrepreneurs, the private sector, to collect the money for you. You create more jobs. You bring about efficiency. You bring about transparency. MTN sells credit. They allow people to sell on their behalf. Why can't we do the same with ECG? But the problem, I'm telling you, is the corruption and a few cabal who always want to benefit from the energy sector. That is the problem.
Away from energy, the Democracy Hub, organizers of the Fix the Country demonstrations, has accused the Ghana Police Service of bad faith in an attempt to quash their planned demonstration. The group plans to hit the streets from Saturday 21st to Monday, September 23, to register their displeasure over the Galamsey menace and prevailing economic situation. But the Ghana Police Service has secured a court order prohibiting the group from embarking on the protest. Oliver Bakavomawo is one of the conveners.
As long as we have not been served with the order, our courts are clear that on questions of freedom of assembly, you cannot obtain an ex parte injunction against that. We notified the police 3 months ago. It is almost laughable from the test that, again, to their favorite friends in the judiciary who have completely continued to disregard our constitution and giving them an injunction. Now, take it from me. We will disregard any unlawful order to stop us from going on a protest.
Meanwhile, former minister and lawyer Innocent Fuseni has cautioned the police against repeatedly infringing on the rights of protesters. He spoke to Raymond Akwa on that front.
The police are using police powers to stop the individual from exercising his right to civil demonstration, civil disobedience. And also, and civil disobedience is very important in a democracy in the sense that it draws attention to what the citizens feel disgusted about. The police are using that law to frustrate the enjoyment of that constitutional right.
Well, on that, there's some development from the police. My colleague Maxwell Lakbaba joins me with more on that. Maxwell, what's the latest?
Well, contrary to news that the police have secured injunction barring the organizers from holding this protest directly opposite the Jubilee House at the Revolution Square 8 hours ago, the Ghana Police Service Facebook account posted this. Okay. It says, the Ghana Police Service would like to assure the public that the sufficient measures have been put in place to maintain law and order as well as ensure peace and security for the upcoming planned demonstration by the Democracy Hub group slated for 21st to 23rd September 2024. Mm-hmm. The Ghana Police Service will provide further details on the security measures for the planned demonstration today, Thursday, 19 September 2024.
All right. Thank you so much, Maxwell Akbaba. Meanwhile, Chief of Adesina in the Eastern Region, Nana Dr. Boni Abankro V, is seeking help to fight illegal mining as the menace continues to ravage his community.
Very soon, we will not be able to get water to drink. And we are appealing to the government and the media to help us. The generation is more important. Some of the politicians there in Accra, they can afford Vortic water, but we cannot afford Vortic water. So we'll be compelled to drink this polluted water, which will affect our organs. It is time for us to stop it now, or we'll regret in the future.
Administration activities at public universities grind to a halt as the Ghana Association of University Administrators joined the Senior Staff Association of Universities of Ghana in a strike over unpaid allowances. With both unions at the forefront, university operations are at risk, affecting essential services like hospital management, school admissions, and graduation processes. Michael Owusu-Ansah is the national president of the Ghana Association of University Administrators.
There is a gross discrimination against the non-teaching staff. There is salary disparity against the non-teaching staff. There is injustice, and the non-teaching staff doesn't matter. The issues that we said should be resolved by June 30th is still not resolved, and there's no commitment to resolve it. There's no motivation, enthusiasm. So administrators are saying enough is enough.
Well, we'll be following on that in subsequent bulletins. Away from that, the Boko West district of the Upper East region erupted in jubilation as Joy News Impact Makers Awards honorary Samuel Nana Bekwai Jirako returned home to officially present his award to the people he had dedicated his life serving. The founder of the Haven of Love Children's Foundation was honored with the prestigious Joy News Impact Makers Award in the health and social welfare category, recognizing his selfless contribution to his community. Albert Sori reports.
Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako's journey began in 2015 during his national service, where he developed a passion for giving back to the community. He mobilized friends to embark on various projects, eventually establishing the Haven of Love Children's Foundation in 2018. Daniel Anania Atampuba is the district chief executive for Boko West.
And I'm not surprised that Haven of Love was charged as winner on social services and health because they have impacted so much in my district.
Members of the community praised Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako for his unwavering commitment to improving their lives.
We want to tell Joy News that God will bless them for giving this opportunity to our master.
He's very inspiring to me personally. When we have a program, he said, me, do this. And we thought he was stressing us. We didn't know the vision that was ahead. But today, I've realized what he saw.
For Samuel himself, the Joy News Impact Makers Award can only spare him to do greater things for the community.
And on that note, we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.